people are being deported in France. International business students are the focus of outreach in the United States, and City Fest is gearing up in another city. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Despite opposition from the European Union, the Vatican, and the United Nations, France's deportation of the Roma minority continues after they deported some 10,000 Roma last year. Just last week, they sent almost 300 to Romania and Bulgaria. Words of Hope's Lee DeYoung says these actions align with the overall attitude toward this oppressed people group.
The recent expulsion controversy in France, in a way, reflects the attitude that most different people groups have had toward the Roma people for many centuries.
They don't have a country to call their home.
So they live as minorities in many different places and typically have been shunned and looked down upon and treated as second-class citizens.
Because they're shunned, they often find solace in the Christ love for all as broadcast on Words of Hope in the Romani language. Pray they'll continue to learn.
Although in various countries they are not welcome in the kingdom of God, there is a place for them.
Next, business students want to have knowledge and understanding of basic economic principles. They also want real-life experience. WorldServe Ministries' Tom Henry says their Entrepreneurial Leadership Forum does that and shares the gospel. They'll be holding a forum at Georgia Tech in October where Christian business leaders will share
how their faith in God has helped them care for their employees more effectively, be a better steward of resources, be better leaders. And so what we want to do is teach these principles to seekers, but also maybe students that are typically hostile to Christianity.
Henry says campus ministries are already effective in reaching them, especially Chinese students.
There are over 100,000 graduate students from China. 10% of the folks become Christians, but when they get back, they have a great difficulty connecting into a community of faith. And as a result, many of them fall away.
Want more on this story and how you can get involved? Go to our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. Well, it's been about a year since we first reported the arrest of a group of Christians in India's Karnataka state. Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India first told us of an attack by Hindu extremists during a training session for children's Bible clubs. Eight partners faced charges of deliberate and malicious acts intended to outrage religious feelings of any class by insulting its religion or religious beliefs. They next go before a judge September 8th. Pray the charges will be dropped. Next, the world's second poorest country is in need of support and a savior. That's why 3 years ago, Global Action began a microenterprise program in Burundi to care for widows. After a recent trip to Burundi, Emily Voorhees says the program's grown from its original 60 women and 150 kids.
One of the key things that we wanted for them to see through our program was just what God's love looks like in action.
The program teaches women trades to start a business so they can support their kids, but also preaches Christ.
We are helping about 154 women now in the program, and between them, they represent 612 children.
It seems they've done well. One woman who came to the program to escape prostitution has a new lease on life and knows the Lord. She told Voorhees,
"You don't even know us, but you care about us. And if you weren't here, so many of us would be on the street. But now we have a skill, we have a way to move forward in our life, and we have hope."
An evangelist, Luis Palau, is preparing for another City Fest, this time in San Diego. More than 440 churches are helping out with the festival, and over 340 service projects are taking place beforehand. Then on September 11th, Palau will share a message of hope to thousands who have gathered, and the gospel will be presented in English and Spanish. Visit our website to get more information or to volunteer. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is giving away the free book, Scientists Who Find God by Eric C. Barrett, who started SGA's Radio Academy of Science. The book answers the question, are science and the Christian faith mutually exclusive as well as others? Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828. You can also go to missionnetworknews.org and click on the link. I'm Greg Yoder.